Letter 7 to his brother Israel, then a student at Yale College, New Haven, Elizabethtown, New Jersey, November 24, 1746. Dear brother, I had determined to make you and my other friends in New England a visit this fall, partly from an earnest desire I had to see you and them, and partly with a view to the recovery of my health, which has, for more than 3 months past, been much impaired. And in order to prosecute this design, I set out from my own people about 3 weeks ago, and came as far as to this place, where, my disorder greatly increasing, I have been obliged to keep house ever since, until the day before yesterday, at which time I was able to ride about half a mile, but found myself much tired with the journey. I have now no hopes of prosecuting my journey into New England this winter. My present state of health will by no means admit of it. Although I am, through divine goodness, much better than I was some days ago, yet I have not strength now to ride more than 10 miles a day, if the season were warm, and fit for me to travel in. My disorder has been attended with several symptoms of a consumption, and I have been at times apprehensive that my great change was at hand, yet blessed be God, I have never been affrighted, but, on the contrary, at times much delighted with the view of its approach. Oh, the blessedness of being delivered from the clogs of flesh and sense, from a body of sin and spiritual death. Oh, the unspeakable sweetness of being translated into a state of complete purity and perfection. Believe me, my brother, a lively view and hope of these things will make the King of Terrors himself appear agreeable. Dear brother, let me entreat you to keep eternity in your view, and behave yourself as becomes one that must shortly give an account of all things done in the body, that God may be your God, and prepare you for his service here, and his kingdom of glory hereafter, is the desire and daily prayer of your affectionate loving brother, David Brainerd.